From the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for January 13th, 2017. I am RBCP, your host, and today the show is sponsored by Pagan. It's a nice Christian name. Thanks, Pagan, for sponsoring the show. Earlier today, I did a live show, live on the air on the Mixler. So that's what I'm going to be playing on today's show, is nothing but the live show. A lot of people tell me they don't know how to listen to the live shows. I see a lot of that in the comments and stuff. So if you want to be notified of live shows, it's pretty easy. You just have to use your Twitter account. Go to twitter.com/phonelosers and sign up to be notified through Twitter, and you will get notifications whenever a show happens. I almost always announce it on Twitter. Sometimes I announce it also on Facebook and other random services, but Twitter is the one that I guarantee I will announce live shows on. When a show goes live, I usually turn the chat room on, and the chat room is located at mixler.com/phonelosers. But sometimes we use the chat room on YouTube, if I go live on YouTube as well, in addition to the Mixler. It's all very confusing, and the best way to find out about all this stuff is just to go to phonelosers.org/live, and there are some instructions on there. We haven't really done any live shows on YouTube since the FBI raid, mainly because I just haven't set things up again yet, but I really should get around to doing that so I can start having shows on YouTube again. Anyway, here it goes. Here is the live show from earlier this morning. So I know it's not going to be a long show today, all thanks to XYZ, but I just thought I'd jump on here and do a few things before XYZ starts. So this is going to be a short one. If you have a problem with that, direct all your hatred at XYZ, even though he's probably the only reason I'm going on in the first place. I don't know, I kind of looked through my lists here, I'm just going to do the same thing I did last week, basically. I'm going to do corporate, inappropriate corporate requests. I figure that's a good way to have fun for 45 minutes. Chat room can give me some ideas and stuff. I still have the ideas up here on a note page from last week, so I can start with those. And I've got a list of Petco's, pet stores. Maybe we can get a dog on the phone if we're lucky.
If we're calling Petco, where the pets go, please make your selection from the following menu. For grooming, press 1. For directions to our store, press 2.
Grooming. Yeah, we want grooming, right?
Wait while I transfer your call.
Grooming, this is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hey, Kelly. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Did you need to speak to somebody, or?
Oh no, you actually. I was calling for you.
Oh me.
Yes. This is kind of embarrassing to ask, but I'm going to ask anyway. I'm in town, and I don't have a place to stay. My hotel thing fell through. Can I just stay at your place for just one night?
I can't do that.
Why not?
I live with people.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I don't mind. It'll be fun. We can make a party out of it. I don't mind the company.
Maybe you can try calling somebody else.
No,
maybe they can.
I talked to several employees. They're not interested, and they all recommended you.
They're just crazy for doing that.
Okay, well, I'm kind of stuck here, and I really need some help. And I'm a corporate person, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but I'm the guy that signs your paychecks. So maybe it'd be a good idea to go ahead and just let me stay for a night or two.
Oh, I can't.
I mean, just on the floor. I'm fine on the floor.
Is this a prank?
No, I just, you know, the reservations fell through. I don't know what happened.
My house isn't really,
kick my secretary in the nuts when I get back.
It's maybe one of the other groomers?
Like who? Because that's what everyone's saying. Every single person I talk to there, they're just like, oh, maybe you can talk to so-and-so.
Oh, they're crazy.
But most people are telling me to talk to you. So I don't appreciate being fucked with, to be honest.
I'm very sorry, but I can't.
What time does your store close?
It closes at, what is today, Saturday? It closes at 9, I believe.
Today's Friday.
Grooming closes at 6. Oh, it is Friday. Sorry.
Okay. I'm going to come to your store, and I'm going to stay in the grooming room tonight. On the table.
Okay.
So 6 sharp? Or did you say 8?
Grooming closes at 6. The rest of Petco closes at 9.
Okay. I'll come between 6 and 8. I'll definitely be there before 9 so they can leave the doors unlocked. And what time do you get off?
Why?
I just want to see if you can look me in the eye and tell me that I can't stay at your place.
I'm sorry, but I will look you dead straight in the eye and tell you the same thing.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll look you dead straight in the eye.
I live with other people and they will not be comfortable with it. I'm so sorry.
Maybe I'll look you dead straight in the eye and I'll just kind of forget to sign your paycheck this week.
I don't think you can do that.
No, I think, you know, maybe if it's just an accident, maybe while I'm signing it accidentally, whoops, goes into the trash can.
Well, technically I get direct deposit, so.
Well, maybe the direct deposit codes will get switched around, some weird computer glitch error.
I have another call on grooming.
Who is it?
I don't know. A customer.
Can you put us on three-way?
I don't know how to do that.
Just transfer, then hit the three-way button, 664, transfer, and then push both buttons at the same time, and we'll be on.
So, would you like to speak to someone else?
No, you were my last hope, and now I don't have anywhere to go tonight. So I've got to sleep in the damn Petco.
It seems like if you're signing my paychecks, you would be able to figure that out.
Well, the hotel that I stay in, and it's my favorite one, the reservation fell through. And it's not even my fault. It's the secretary's fault.
I can't have you stay at my house.
Stay in your house? What are you talking about?
You just asked if you could stay at my house.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm this is the corporate office. I was just clearing up that issue with your paycheck.
What? Hey, we're gonna put you on hold and grab our manager for you. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks.
All right, let's just hang up. Let everyone think that Kelly's crazy. Nothing wrong with that, right? All right, the number 3 has a good idea. Number 3 wants me to say, I need you to act like my spouse tonight when we meet my parents. They think I'm single. That's a great one. I just have to get a another female. Aren't they all females in the grooming department? I mean, you know, I could tell a male I want him to act like my husband, but my parents would not go for that, and that would just be a disaster. So that's, can't do that. Nope. Not my fault, number 3. It's my parents.
Thank you for calling Petco. Where the pets go? Please make your...
No, bug guy. I'm not going to try and start drug crimes or whatever. I don't need them calling the cops on me. Got enough legal problems as it is. It's everyone's favorite Cisco hold music. Matt Hillock's favorite song.
Grooming, this is Anthony.
Oh, hey, Anthony. This is Steven from the corporate office with Petco.
Hi.
Hi. We're doing an improv troupe here in town tonight, and I just need you and 2 other employees to come and be in my improv troupe. It starts at 7 tonight.
At 7? Okay.
Yes, and we're going to be up on stage. We're going to be doing improv comedy. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, 1 second.
And they're going to pay us, but you guys don't get a part of the pay because you're new. I'm going to keep all the money.
Okay, one second.
All right, are you getting other employees together?
Yeah.
Who? Which ones? Because I don't want it to be Chad.
Oh, no, there's no Chad here. Okay, 1 second.
Thank God. You guys, I don't know what to do. He's doing it. What am I supposed to do? He's supposed to get mad and be like, what the hell? I'm not going to be in your improv troupe. It's weird. Yeah, Elky, Chad's not funny at all. Maybe I should ask him to borrow money or something. See if he's...
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Whoa, are you angry with me?
No, I'm not angry with you.
Oh,
what's
just,
going on?
When you said that, it's like you were barking it at me. Get it?
Nope.
You're like,
what can I do for you?
Well, I was talking to, what was that guy before, Anthony?
Anthony, yep.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm calling from the corporate office with Petco. I just need you and him and one other employee to be in my improv troupe tonight. We're going to be up on stage.
Where?
At the theater.
What theater?
Oh, I don't even know offhand. I'm flying in from
it says here something, your caller ID says something restaurant.
A restaurant?
That's what it says.
What number does it show?
Unavailable restaurant.
Unavailable restaurant.
Or no, wait, it says Tyler something, well, it's flashing something.
Oh, that's probably who's
calling on the
other line. So
you're from corporate? You're from corporate, Petco corporate.
Yes, this is Steve Dave. I'm just flying in. We're doing an improv troupe tonight at a theater. I hooked this all up on meetup.com, and we're going to be on stage, and we're getting paid and everything. Well, I'm getting paid. I'm not passing along the money, though. So it's going to be me, you, Anthony, and what other employee could come tonight?
No, you're not making a lot of sense. We don't know anything about this, and I'm not sure who you are.
Oh, this is Steve Dave the corporate office with Petco.
I don't know who you are.
I just told you.
How about you want to talk to a store manager? Because I don't think you are who you say you are.
No,
there's nobody doing an improv.
Well, no, at the theater, you just don't know about it because you're uncultured.
What do you mean I'm uncultured? I've been working for Petco for 20 years.
No, I mean get out of Petco every once in a while. Go to the theater. See a show occasionally.
You know what? Why don't you hold on a second? Because I'm going to put you to the store manager. We'll set this straight right now.
No, the store manager doesn't like me, so I would just prefer to stick with you.
Well, Chad isn't here anymore.
Chad?
Yeah. What store manager doesn't like? What do you mean a store? If you're from corporate, I don't believe you would be talking to me like this.
Like what? Just asking you for a favor to come and be my improv?
No. Why don't you come clean with me who you really are?
No, it would be fun.
And then
it would
we'll tell you if we want to come to the theater with you.
It would be a good time tonight. You get to be up on stage and we get to do improv comedy.
Okay, that's fine. I like improv and stuff, but why don't you tell me who you really are?
Are you good at it, though? Is what I'm wondering.
No. Tell me who you are. You are not with corporate. Admit it.
I am with corporate. I'm with the corporate office. I've been with the company for 14 years now.
Not with my corporate office. Not with Petco. No.
No, it's not your corporate office. It's my corporate office.
Not with my company.
I'm the one that signs.
What corporate office is... Yes, but you're not Petco.
I am, too. I sign your paychecks. Look on... Pull out a paycheck right now.
Oh, bull. BS.
No, look at it.
You sign my paycheck.
I sign every paycheck.
Okay.
Manually.
Okay.
Look at it. What names it got on there?
You do not. You are so full of it.
You're full
and
of
if
it.
If you would come clean with me, I would be clean with you whether we want to go do your improv.
You know
but you're not going to be honest
you
with me
what?
On who you are.
You know what? I don't want you in my improv now. Like you can go suck a dick. Okay? Put Anthony back on.
That's it, Petco. Petco just told me to suck a dick. You're
that's
wonderful.
Right. That's
thank
right.
Thank you. Bye.
No, put Anthony what did she say the caller ID said? Like, anonymous restaurant? Which I think may have just been the word restricted. Cut off a little bit. Then she's reading me the caller ID of other people that's called in. That was great. Okay, now I'm going to do number three's request and get a girl to act like my fiancé. I'm going to do McScat's idea if this next person is a male. See, I'm bringing my kids over for free haircuts. It's a perfect one.
For calling Petco.
There we go.
With a Petco.
Holy shit.
Please make your selection from the following menu.
Just going to go with
I transfer your call.
Go with the grooming department again.
This is Kateria. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Hello.
Hello. Can you tell me how late you're working tonight?
Me personally?
Yes.
I'm here till 8.
8, and who's this again?
This is Kateri.
Kateri, okay. If I can talk to your manager and get you, I can have her let you go just a couple hours early. I just need you to come with me to my parents' house. I'm in town just for a little bit, and my parents are in the area. And I need you to pretend to be my my date, because my parents think I'm you know, I have a long term girlfriend. And I actually told them I asked you to marry me.
Thank you for holding. This is Shay. How can I help you?
Oh, I need to talk to Kateri.
Yeah, hold on.
Well, is this a manager or? So I couldn't hear Kateri explaining, but I think I heard Shay go, "Oh," and then comedic pause, and then hold music again. So this isn't going well, number three. Hello? All right, we've lost Petco for some reason. I should have just asked Shay to do it. Since Kateri has a problem with it, helping out the corporate office, helping out someone in need. Jeez.
Thank you for calling Petco.
Where the pets go?
Wait while I transfer your call.
At least we're getting good responses today, even if it's going to be a short show. I think I've pretty much traumatized Kateri. She's probably going home early tonight anyway. She can't handle all of that.
Thank you for holding. This is Erica in grooming. How can I help you?
Hey, Erica. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to find out what time you're getting off work tonight.
Me?
Yes.
I'm at 10 to 6:30, but I do have an appointment, so I'm probably leaving around 4:30.
4:30, okay. What time is the appointment going to be over by?
I'm really not sure.
Okay.
Do I need to be here for something?
Oh, no. Well, see, the thing is, I'm in town just for the next couple days, and my parents live around there. And I need you to come with me to my parents' house around 7. We could probably do 8. We're just going to have dinner there, and you have to pretend to be my date, because they think I have a long-term girlfriend. Ma'am, hello? Yeah, I think I heard a really, really heavy hang-up of the phone. Damn it. I'm never going to find a date. This sucks. Genuine fake in the chat room says forever alone. That's true. It's all right, you guys. Don't worry. I don't have feelings.
Thank you for calling Petco. Where the pets go? Please make your selection from the following menu.
Wait while I transfer your call.
I think I need to take a break from this and just do the free haircuts thing.
Thank you for calling InterBay Petco Grooming. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Okay.
And I'm in town just for the next few days. We're here for a wedding, and I'm going to be bringing my kids in just a little bit for haircuts from you.
Okay.
And you got a place for them to sit down there. We just need to get them, you know, nice-looking haircuts for a wedding.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
We got a place.
All right, and I have 5 kids. Are you going to have time to do all that?
If it's 5 kids, then no.
Well, I am with the corporate office.
We really just, not today.
And they're really well behaved and everything. Ages 5 to 13.
Mm.
Do you know, are there going to be animals in there for them to play with? Well, you know, just to keep them busy so they don't run wild?
They will be in their own little houses.
Okay, we're going to bring them in to our grooming room for, you know, my kids' haircuts, just so they can play with the animals. They like playing with the animals. I let them play with the animals with every town we go to at the Petco's.
Okay.
What styles do you know how to do for, you know, for weddings?
Whatever you want.
Can you do something really fancy?
Like how fancy? Like
Just what are you looking for? You know, wedding fancy. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm a single dad.
What kind of dogs are they?
No, they're kids. My children.
Oh, we don't do kids here.
I know, not normally, not legally, but I'm with the corporate office. So
we don't groom humans here.
No, this is just something we do. We bring in you know, just whatever city we go to. It's a perk of working in the corporate office. My kids get free haircuts.
I don't think that's true.
Well, we don't pay you to think, do we? You just have to kind of do what you're told, especially when the corporate office is calling.
Can I put you on hold and get the grooming salon manager?
What for?
Because we have a lot of people in the lobby right now, and I think she'd be better equipped to handle this.
Okay, what was your name again?
Callie.
Callie, okay. Hey, are you doing anything tomorrow night? Because I kind of need a date for the wedding. And you know,
I'm underage.
Well, yeah, but you know, we don't have to do anything. We can just hang out together. Because my parents, they think I have a long-term girlfriend.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Whatever. Okay, fine. Get the supervisor person, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. Bug Guy says the FBI is going to love this one. Yeah, I should have called her a prude. I know. I should have told her that love knows no age. I should have said, it's okay, I'm a creep. I've gone out with lots of underage girls. Jim Bob wants me to tell the supervisor that Callie was leaving Upper Deckers and posting it on Facebook. Oh, shit.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Hello?
Hi, how can I help you?
Oh, is this Callie again?
Oh, no, this is Robin.
Okay, good. Who's Robin? Are you, like, the store manager?
Oh, no. Were you waiting for a store manager?
I don't know. Who's this? Just a grooming area employee?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is good enough. Well, did Callie tell you what I needed then?
No. Here's Sarah.
Okay. Well, no. Callie wasn't willing to play ball, but you sound more reasonable.
Hello?
Hi, Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, how come I keep getting transferred around to everyone?
I'm not sure. I don't know who this is.
Oh, is this the supervisor?
No.
Oh. Well, I'm calling from the corporate office. My name is Steve Dave with Petco.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in town for a wedding. I'm here for a few days. I just need to bring my children in to get haircuts there. Like, right now.
Yeah, we don't do that.
I know you don't normally do that, but for the corporate office, you have to make special exceptions.
Okay.
So,
have you been here before?
Not to your location, but you know, whenever we travel, whatever town we go to, we just go to a random Petco and get our haircut.
Okay.
You've never had a corporate person come in and get their haircut?
No, we haven't.
Oh, that's interesting. It happens all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Can I get your phone number?
No, I don't give that out to lowly peons. So far down on the ladder. Because I'm a corporate guy,
okay.
And I don't just give out my number.
Well, would you like to talk to the manager then?
No, we're just going to show up. I'm going to show up with my 5 kids, and I'm going to need you to just kind of put on hold whatever you're doing, you know, just and cut my kids' hair before the dogs.
Okay, that's fine.
And if there's any dogs there, my kids are going to want to bring them into the room while they're getting their haircuts and play with them.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
And do you have any cats in the store right now, like that are up for adoption?
Yes, we have one.
Okay, we're going to bring him in, too.
Okay.
My youngest daughter loves cats.
All right.
And the rest of them just think it's hilarious to watch dogs and cats run around in circles and chase each other and fight.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll put a note down that you guys are coming in.
Okay. Also, did Callie tell you that I'm a single dad?
Oh, no, she didn't.
Okay. Well, the wedding's tomorrow night. It starts around 7. Would you be my, not for real, just a fake date? You know, just kind of come with me, and it's going to be a really nice wedding, really lavish.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Okay, you're not underage, are you? Because Callie had she had an issue with that.
I'm 26.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. Because I'm 53, so that's perfect.
Awesome.
Okay, well, you have something nice to wear, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, I'll be there soon with my children, and we'll work out the details for our date.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Have a nice day.
You too. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Something tells me she knows I was full of shit. Someone in the chat room. I wanted to say this, but I didn't. Genuine Fake said, it's a fake date, but it's real sex. I should have. Why didn't I say that? I've probably called all of these Petcos before as the corporate office at some point in the past.
Thank you for calling Petco. Where the pets go? Please make your selection from the following.
I know this area.
Wait while I transfer your call.
It's an awesome idea, McScat. The whole haircut thing. 103.5 wants me to talk to a dog. Okay. Let's get a dog on the phone. Number 3 wants me to say I'm a talking dog and I need a haircut.
Thank you for calling Petco Grooming. This is Andy speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Andy. This is Steven from the corporate office with Petco.
Of course. How can I help you?
Well, we've had some reports that you've been stealing the dog hair clippings.
Excuse me?
We've had several reports, and then our security team checked the cameras, and they think they saw you were putting dog hair clippings in your pocket.
May I ask, is this a serious phone call?
Oh, of course. Yeah, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office. Could you just maybe quickly turn your pockets inside out? We're watching on the camera.
I'm not wearing a smock, sir.
Well, just your pants pockets.
Give me one moment. Let me transfer you to my manager.
Oh, why? Are you going to, like, run off you know, stage right and empty your pockets? We're on to your tricks, lady. All right, this isn't going anywhere. I'm going to move on to the next one. That was Bernice Jenkins' idea. I don't want to wait for a manager. Come on, we've got limited time here. Let's move on to the next one. Maybe I can get myself a date or something. Or I want to talk to a dog.
Coming to Petco Grooming, this is Amy.
Hey, Amy. This is Steven from the corporate office. Hello, with Petco. And I just, are there any dogs in there right now getting groomed?
Yeah, a couple.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Are they, like, right around the phone? Could you put one on the phone real quick for me?
You want to talk to Tina?
Yeah, Tina, what kind of dog is it?
Hold on.
Oh, hey, Tina. No, she misunderstood. I'm calling from the corporate office. I need you to put the dog on the phone, please.
Put the dog on the phone?
Yeah, just hold it up to his ear. I just need to talk to the dog real quick.
All right, just one second.
All right. Tell me when you do it. Damn it, come on. Yeah, that first girl called Tina a dog, I think. What a bitch. Get it, a bitch. Brumch.
Thanks, Colin Peckle. This is Sean. How can I help you?
Hey, Sean. I just needed to be connected to the grooming room. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
And what did you need from the grooming department?
I need to talk to one of the dogs.
Can I get your name and phone number, please?
Well, this is Steve Dave. I already told you that. I'm from the corporate office.
I know.
It's 1-800-PETCO.
And I want your phone number, please?
It's 1-800-PETCO. Extension
okay,
4.
And your corporate ID?
It's 3.
It's 3? What's your corporate ID?
Number 3. I've been here a really long time.
My ID is number 3.
Yeah, so I got one of the early ID numbers.
And you want to speak to one of the dogs. You're gonna take up my time to speak to one of my dogs today from grooming?
Well, you're the one that's making this take up your time. If you just connect me to the grooming
room.
No,
I mean, dogs don't usually speak, and they're in the middle of being groomed,
okay,
so I wouldn't necessarily
hold a phone
up to their ear.
I'm with the corporate office, and I sign your paychecks, and I know what I'm doing. So just
you sign my paycheck.
So just, yes, I literally sign your paychecks. So just transfer me to the
you
grooming room.
You sign my paycheck.
Yes, I'm glad you agree with me.
I'm standing here with one of my groomers. You're not going to hold a phone up to one of my dog's ears while they're being groomed.
Well, it doesn't
sound
like we're in the grooming room. I don't hear all the background noise.
I said I'm standing here with one of my groomers, the groomer you're on the phone with that you asked to put the phone to the dog's ear. I don't think that's necessarily store policy to put a phone to a dog's ear while they're being groomed.
Okay, well, you just don't understand
if
what we're doing.
If it is policy...
You just don't know how things work.
If it is policy, I would like you to send me an email to my store leader's email right now.
I think I'm going to write you up for being insubordinate.
You're going to write me up for being insubordinate?
Yeah,
because
I'm asking
to a dog's ear.
For a simple... No, well, no, Tina was supposed to, and Tina had to just be a little bitch and bring the phone to you.
Tina had to be a little bitch. That's what you just said?
No, I didn't say
you're
that.
You're from the corporate office and you just called one of my groomers a little bitch?
No, you said that. I didn't say that. Why are you saying that about Tina?
No, you just said that.
No, I did not.
I mean, please, don't waste my time today. Don't do it.
Tina's a nice employee and you shouldn't talk that way about her, okay? Sir? 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 Well, I just got chewed out. I love that he had to argue with me. That was great. All right, 8 minutes until the XYZ show. I've got 8 minutes to do a few more calls.
Thank you for calling Petco.
This is going to be great.
Please make your selection from the following menu for grooming.
Time to listen to
some
more generic hold music. Here we go. It's the best.
Petco grooming salon. Shit. How
may I help you? Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I just we noticed on the security cameras that you've been stealing dog hair clippings and putting them in your pockets.
Dog hair clippings.
From the grooming area, like just gathering it up. And I know we just throw that stuff in the trash, but you're not supposed to steal it from us. It's still stealing.
Okay, can you hold on 1 second, please?
Well, first, I just need you to... We're watching on the security cameras right now. Could you empty out your pockets real quick? Just turn them inside out?
Sure. I don't have...
But can you turn them inside out? Like, totally inside out?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know how to do...
Which way do I face?
Just toward the camera. Do you know how to do handstands?
Where's the... okay, just one second, please. I'm with a customer right now. Can you hold on?
Okay, well, can you do a handstand, please?
Is this like a prank call? Hold on 1 second, please.
Yeah, can I do the customer survey real quick? Could I talk to that customer?
Okay, just 1 second. Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, she tricked me. She's going to let the customer go. People in the chat room are saying it's compliance too. I need to make her do jumping jacks and stuff. She actually emptied out her pockets and asked me which way to face. That was pretty awesome. She's a very compliant person.
Hi, this is Ashley with Petco Grooming. How can I help you?
Hey, Ashley. This is Thomas. I'm a local artist here. And I just wanted to know if... Could I come in while you guys are grooming the dogs and do some nude sketches of the dogs?
You know, that's really funny that you asked. That's, you know, the third time that I've gotten this call today.
Really?
And unfortunately, you know, we're not going to be able to do that. We really don't like to groom in the nude.
No, not you. The dogs.
The
dogs.
You know, I really appreciate you calling. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
I'm not being perverted, ma'am. I'm talking about nudes of the dogs. It's very tasteful.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, unfortunately, we can't have anyone taking photos or any sort of artistry
just drawing.
With our clients. But thanks so much for calling. Have a great rest of your day.
I think you're misunderstanding, ma'am.
Have a great rest
of
your day,
sir. Did you let, what about the other two calls you get? Did you let them do it? The third call of the day? That's crazy. All right, I have 2 minutes left. 2 minutes. Before XYZ steals my stream. If you want to get ready for the XYZ show, you should go to Mixlr.com/XYZQWA. It's a very easy to remember random string
of
letters.
You're calling Petco. Where the pets go? Please make your selection from the following menu. Wait while I transfer your call.
So that was H-Town Cactus's idea, the drawing thing. I'd like to do more of those, but XYZ's going to do his show, so I can't now.
Thank you for holding in. This Crystal and Grooming. How can I help you?
Hey, Crystal. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Hi.
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 I just needed to find out tomorrow night. I'm in town for the next few days for a wedding.
Okay.
And I just need you to come with me to be my fake wedding date. Do you have something nice to wear? I just need someone to come. I don't have a date for the wedding, and I would like you, Crystal, to be my date to the wedding. Tomorrow night. It starts around 6. Well, no, I can get you off, if you know what I mean. Like, I can, you know, your manager.
No,
I can talk to the manager, and we'll work it out. We'll put you on the clock.
No.
Look, my parents, they think I have a long-term girlfriend, and I don't want them to be disappointed. I promised them that she was going to be coming, but I don't even have a girlfriend, and I think they think I'm gay.
I mean, that's all right either way.
Yeah, well, no, not with them. They're old-fashioned. I can't be gay. So, I mean, just for one night, just for 2 or 3 hours, just a nice little wedding.
You're just going to have to ask someone else.
There's an open bar. You get, like, all the alcohol you want.
No.
I'll give you $50.
No.
And you don't have to put out.
No.
It's just... Okay, well, you can put out if you want to, but basically all I need is some hand-holding and maybe a fake kiss on the cheek or something in front of my parents, or just where they can...
Well, other than that, watching. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, you haven't helped me yet. I really need a date for tomorrow night.
Well, I just can't. I'm sorry.
Are there any other girls there that would be interested? There's no limit on the age. No girl is too young.
Well, no, I just don't think that's going to work.
Okay. I wasn't even going to, like, bring up the whole thing where you've been stealing dog hair clippings. And we saw it on the security camera. Where you've been stealing dog hair clippings and putting them in your pocket and taking them home. We have it on the cameras.
Oh, you scout me.
Yep. Since you're not willing to play ball, maybe we'll just bring that up at the next store meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that makes sense, obviously. We have to address that.
Of course. Yeah, whatever. Is there a dog nearby? I just need to talk to a dog real quick.
A dog? Well, I'm grooming a dog, but can't really talk to him,
unfortunately. Just put the phone up to his ear. It'll just take a second.
No.
Or could you put it on speaker?
No, I can't do that. I have customers in here.
Well, no, it's actually kind of important. I just need to talk to the dog real quick. It'll just take a minute. This is corporate business. This has nothing to do with the wedding.
I'm sure it is corporate business. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Can I talk to the customer real quick?
No.
It's a customer survey. This is something we do, like, every week.
You can't ask somebody on a date and then say it's a survey. That is just silly.
Now, I'm with the corporate office. You can tell by my caller ID.
I'm sure you are. I believe you. Totally.
Okay. All right. Well, it just seems like you don't. I have to get going because...
Anything else?
Yeah, I have to go because XYZ is getting ready to start his show. Uh-huh. And he does a prank show, prank call show on the internet. It's mixler.com/xyzqwa.
Uh-huh.
And if you have a problem with this this whole phone call, you should direct your complaints to him.
Okay.
Mixler.com/xyzqwa. Thanks for listening, everyone. That's the end of today's show. Apparently, they're not going to put me on the phone with a dog or a customer or anything.
No, I know.
Damn it. Whatever. I don't care. All right. Tune in, XYZ, on the other channel. Bye, Petco lady.
Bye. Hey, Brad, it's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
I've just listened to one of your calls where you called some lady. She needed bags for her church, and then she also got a job. Like, she sent in her application to work at that grocery store.
Yep.
Why don't you call her right now? Like, the next thing you do is you call her right now.
No.
Say, listen, I want you to come to this store right now to have a job interview, and tell her to come in, like, the next hour. Now, imagine she's going to go to the store, like, all dressed up, and tell her she has to wear a dress. She has to look presentable, maybe put a little boob in the dress, and then be like, come to the store right now. And she's going to show up to the fucking store and then be like, why the fuck are you here?
That'll be hilarious.
And like, call, like, I don't know, or send her to Starbucks and be like, before you come, can you also pick me up like a Frappuccino? And if you do that, like, you get the job.
Send her on like 100 errands before she gets there.
Go to the store.
That'd be
totally
great.
Fuck with her. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Poor lady needs a job, but instead I'm going to make her run around town and spend a bunch of money. Show up at the grocery store and be like, here's all your stuff, manager. I hope I get the job now. Are you still doing your prank show, Gloria? I think last time I checked, your website had been taken over by the Inns botnet. I'm almost afraid to listen to your show. You're going to make people do horrible things. You know, once I grabbed a stack of applications off of a Burger King counter, applications that were all filled out, I think there was at least 20 of them. And I know I've told this story before, so I apologize to anyone that's heard this. But I took them home, and I offered everyone job interviews, but I sent them all over to the Texaco station across the street from Burger King. I'm like, yeah, I'm the manager of both places, so just come over here for your Burger King interview. This was back in the 90s, and I wish I had Gloria around back then to give me awful ideas about making them run all kinds of crazy errands and making them dress up nice. It would have been so much more epic.
Damn it, Bradley. I don't think you're... prank submission form even works.
But sure it does.
Do me a favor. Call some Chinese food stores and bitch them out for not giving you those fortune cookies.
Okay.
Just be like, I ordered 2 egg rolls and 3 dinners and I didn't get any damn fortune cookies, because that would be hilarious.
All right, I'm going to do it right now.
All right, later.
Instead of Gloria's idea, I'm going to do your idea right now, right in the middle of the voicemails. Right after I play this voicemail from Crimson.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey.
So, yeah, I'm calling from a restricted number. But besides that, I am a big fan of your liked videos on YouTube. Yep, you forgot to turn that off. We get to see all of your liked videos on YouTube.
My liked videos? What? What?
Anyway, so I saw that one of your liked videos from December.
Oh, live videos.
Is dollar store food safe to eat? Why, Brad? Why did you like that video? You get to explain that.
Oh, my likes.
Now. And
my
number
likes.
Two, if you liked that video, you got to check out videos of people eating old, like, 50-year-old MRE packages, like, for soldiers and stuff.
That sounds awful.
So check it out on YouTube. People are eating military MREs. So, all right. See you, Brad. Bye.
Well, that's okay. I mean, they're supposed to last forever, right? For nuclear wars and stuff? That's totally acceptable. And I don't remember liking a dollar store video. I'm sure there was a really good reason behind it. And I don't know which account you were looking at to see that I like that. I think I do most of my liking on the Phone Losers Shows channel, because that's the one that's always open. Make all my weird comments and likes with that one. So you should look at my other two YouTubes and see what kind of weird shit I've liked on those really late at night.
Hey, Roy. It's Small Carl.
Hey, Small Carl.
Every time I listen to your show, I like to pinch my urethra and make it look like Beaker's mouth.
Uh-huh.
And when you talk, I go, me, 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 me.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
Just like Carlito. I swear, we're all like twins here in the community.
Hi, I'm looking at the website Pancornation, and I'm saying that this website is completely awesome. I really love the website. I'm just
damn thinking. Kids. They don't even know how to talk into the phone properly.
All DSP online. Leave a voice message for the show at 814-422.
Thank you, whoever called in to read me the Prank Call Nation website. And holding your phone upside down or something where I can't even understand you.
Pennsylvania Relay, CA4040, and your caller's message is, hi, Brad, I just was listening to the old PLA radio episodes and wanted to tell you they are fucking awesome and actually informative. Love the show, and good luck with the FBI.
Aw, thanks. That was a relay message from a deaf operator. I remember I used to never put those on my show on PLA radio because I got so many of them back then. But now nobody does that anymore. So I'm letting that one through. Thanks, whoever left that. That was great. That's the best way to leave a comment about PLA radio.
RV Jasper Flax. Listen up, two things. One, listening to your new show today, and I can't believe
I think Jasper Flax is putting his shirt over the microphone of the mouthpiece on the phone to disguise his voice for some reason.
The 1240 mark. There's some woman, and you're talking to her, and she's listening to the Beverly Hillbillies, man. I hear that music in the background.
I didn't notice that.
I never thought anybody still watched that show.
Oh, come on.
That was
crazy. It's on Hulu.
So anyway, that's something. And number two, we should start a petition on petition.gov to get Obama, before he leaves office, to pardon you for your current FBI stuff.
Oh, that'll go well, I'm sure.
To pardon you, man. That has to be his last executive action on his way out the door.
I can.
Okay, let's do this, guys. Come on. All right, man. Peace.
All right, someone make the petition, please. ASAP. I want to get pardoned for my crimes. But I think I'd probably have better luck with Trump. I bet you I could just call Trump. I could get Trump's phone number and trick him into pardoning me. That's what I should do.
Hey, Roy, Miguel B here. How you doing?
Hey, Miguel.
Man, the other night when you posted that show, your last show here, like today's the 12th, like the show from the 8th, oh my God, I was sitting there laughing at like 1 or 2 in the morning, freaking out people in the house where I'm at. But
that's great.
Anyway, listen, you know, with all this shit going on between, you know, international relations and U.S. politics and all this, you know.
Every like, voice smells political.
A
now.
Lot of just crazy talk.
Yep.
Crazy talk going on. Dude, you have such a voice. I've been listening to some of the other, you know, dudes like Carbico and Dwight, the
Carbico?
Janitor.
Did you call him Carbico?
And it's all good.
Who the
whatever,
fuck's Carbico?
Sort of, mostly. Your stuff, you got the best voice for this stuff. You need to reach internationally.
Come on.
And you need to put to work. Somehow you need to put to work. I mean, but in a fun way, right?
What
the
are we talking
you know
about?
How to, you already know what I'm talking about.
No.
Call out to these international destinations.
Oh, yeah.
And especially in Europe, maybe in Europe, and have some fun. Have some productive fun, actually.
I should.
It just could be fun. You've got all the ingredients. All right, man.
Productive.
All you guys got
prank
all
calls.
The ingredients, really. But you got the voice and the mannerisms and whatever.
My gay mannerisms.
All right, dude, keep going.
Thanks.
Keep going. Love it. Bye.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting international dialing. It's like $10 extra a month on this new service I'm using since my Asterix box disappeared. And people have always complained that I don't call international, so maybe I'll sign up for that for a few months, start doing some international calls and see how they go.
Well, yeah, Mr. Bradley Carter. I always have awesome things to say, and
hey,
Merry Christmas,
Corbin guy.
And Happy New Year to you, you stinky little bastard. Hey, guess what? Just because you got in trouble with the FBI doesn't mean that all of us need to get in trouble with the FBI. So, you know, fuck you very much, Brad. Fuck you very much for having them them brown coats come around to your home and razzle your life. Because everyone that you are in contact with is also now under watch.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Sucks
I really
to be you guys.
Appreciate my private life being pried into.
No problem
Good
at all.
Good job, Brad. Good job, Brad. Okay, anyhow, I love you anyways. Take care and
thanks, Corbin.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Hope you're sleeping with one eye open, because the feds are watching each and every one of you now. Everybody that calls into the voicemail with an unblocked number.
Hey, Brad.
They know you.
I was thinking that you could probably market yourself to regular companies as like a social engineering subject matter expert. Like
maybe this is what
like
Jasper Flax was
talking
about.
Talk for half an hour about how to not get, you know, owned over the phone to a group of like 30 people in suits. And yeah, I don't know, you could be rich. To the Hope Conference, 2600's Hope Conference, and every time I go, they have this live social engineering segment that sucks. It's always terrible. Your worst call is better than the most successful call they've ever had.
I need to get to Hope one of these years.
Yeah, I don't know. Either go there and do that thing or go corporate. All right. See you.
Yeah, I'm going to go corporate. I'm going to choose going corporate over going to Hope. Fuck Hope. Who needs Hope?
Hey, Brad. It's Mr. Ken. I just want to tell you that since you pronounced my last name wrong, Vasquez, it's pronounced Vasquez, Brad. I'm going to make Chad drop a log onto your house. See, Brad,
I don't want that.
I don't even know anymore. I have ties in your company.
Crap. That sucks. I don't want that. All right, I guess the voicemail's over.
Hey, Brad. Just an idea, rather than doing a Facebook mob, I was going to Great Clips the other day, and they have the option there to check in online.
I see.
And you can really actually enter anything you want in the main field as long as you...
I noticed that. I actually checked in online at Great Clips for the first time ever a week or two ago. It was really exciting. I felt like I was living in the future.
...in there, which, you know, could just be another random one as well. But yeah, instead of a Facebook mob, maybe you could mess with Great Clips and give everyone a certain location and have everybody go check in online with a bunch of wacky names and then call them at the end of the show for the final boss just to see their reactions. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that that is out there. Anyway, have a great day. Cactus.
That's actually a pretty good idea. You know what would be fun is if I put in a bunch of fake crazy names and then I sat in the waiting area and listened to them page all of the fake crazy names. You know, have the lady yell out, Sensei Doug, Roy Gerbel, stuff like that. That could be fun. We'll have to do something with that soon.
Hey, buddy. It's Kyle from Minnesota. Just calling in to
your buddy, pal.
Check and see if you got that copy of Mein Kampf that you ordered.
That was mean.
Wanted to see if it got to you. I know you asked me to send it to you a little bit ago.
Yep.
Not really sure why, but
I got it.
Just wondering if you got it.
Keep it next to my toilet.
Enjoy your day. Keep up what you're doing.
To read, not to use as toilet paper. I wasn't suggesting that. But yep, it's here, and I received it.
What's going on, Brad?
Hey.
Kyle from Florida.
Kyle? Oh. Yeah, it's the same Kyle that just called in? What?
So I actually was around when the...
Or a different one.
Cacti radio call-in show is around, and we're not doing that nowadays, which is cool. Still doing cool-ass prank calls and whatnot.
Yep.
But just really wanted to say, keep up the good work, you piece of shit.
Thanks.
And cacti out.
All right. Thanks for the voicemail. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm almost done with January voicemails. I'm going to do all of January. There's only like 5 or 6 left.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson.
But it's Crimson again.
Because we said microphone sounded really crappy before. So I think it'll be better now. Anyway, you need to do more live shows on YouTube. Those were the good old days.
Yeah,
remember a few months ago before the whole FBI raid and everything?
I've just been lazy.
The live YouTube shows, those were so much fun, Brad. And we got to see a reaction thing when your phone call is screwed up.
Yep.
So come on. More YouTube.
I want
live
to.
Pranks.
I'll get back
to it. That's my vote. Who's with me?
You know, the main reason I haven't done any live shows on YouTube, because the FBI, when they came in, they put masking tape over my webcams, and the masking tape's still there. I haven't pulled it off yet. It's probably at this point, there's just this permanent sticky residue underneath. Cameras are ruined forever. But that's my excuse. There's masking tape over my live show webcams. And also, I just haven't set up the broadcasting stuff yet. You know, it took me like a month or something to just get Mixlr up again. I'm really lazy, okay? I need a little bit of time to set up the YouTube streaming stuff again. I'll get to it eventually.
Mr. Potato Head! Mr. Potato Head! Where the hell's the phone show?
The phone show?
That was a reference to War Games. Do you remember that part?
I know.
You should do
I
that,
remember
in,
that part.
In your act sometimes.
Eddie Deason.
You're talking to somebody. Mr. Potato Head! Mr. Potato Head! Just like that guy. I love that part. It's my favorite part of the whole movie.
It's the part that doesn't make any sense. Why would he even call him Mr. Potato Head? That's weird. It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico. Just listened to your December 30th, 2016 show.
Yep.
Love the response. You didn't say it the way I thought you would. I thought you were going to say Long Island.
Oh,
like the most thing, like, I don't know, one other
prankster
does in the States.
Sorry.
It's like, he says long guy land. It's like he's like,
Sounds like a criminal. A communist.
How do I say this right without being offensive? I guess to gay. I guess that's the thing. That's not offensive nowadays.
So you're trying to confirm whether I'm gay or not.
He's gay.
See how it is.
Long.
I see how you are.
Guy land. It's like, oh yeah, let's go to that island. Anyways, I wouldn't blame you if you don't play this message on your next show.
Yeah, I'm going to just erase this one.
Talk to you later, and Happy New Year!
Woohoo! Oh yeah, this one's from the 3rd, you guys. So it's okay for her to say Happy New Year. It wasn't okay for Corbin Guy to say Happy New Year, because his message was from the 9th. And it's been way too long for him to be doing that, but it's okay for Nico. Anyway, thanks, Nico. I'll never think of Long Island the same again.
Hey, Brad, it's Miquel Oyarzabal. And I just want to say that I love your show.
Thanks.
Especially when you do the Walmart customer service calls and the Kmart service calls.
Those are fun.
They're amazing, Brad. You got to get back to them.
Back in the day.
All right, Brad. Love you. Bye.
When I still did those. All right, you guys. Here's the very last voicemail. This better be a good one.
Hey, Sax. It's me, Fag TV.
Oh, hey,
I'm
Fag TV.
Someone out on the voicemail. It's Nico.
You must be
that
from
girl, Nico.
Not Long Island.
She can tell me the artist that is the same name as her. Tell me one of the songs on the voicemail. $100.
Oh shit.
It's about phones. So it's about calling cards. It's about phones.
Nico's getting called out.
Bye.
Did you hear that, Nico? You can make an easy $100. I mean, really, just Google whatever it is he's looking for. I didn't even understand what he's asking. Something about some song or something. Who knows with him? Anyway, that's the end of the voicemails, and that's the end of today's show. Hope you enjoyed the live show and everything. I didn't mean to call just nothing but Petco's, but it was such a short show that I just didn't get around to looking anything else up. You guys understand. Hey, I've got this email I received 5 days ago from a guy named Dr. Ack. And Dr. Ack says, "Thanks for playing my voicemails recently. I felt warm and fuzzy inside knowing that I was on your show. I tried to DJ a clip over voicemail, but that didn't work out very well, so I did some audio engineering wizardry with my guitar equipment and recorded the clip as an MP3 for you. Please play it on your next show. It's that Jimb guy from the Home Alone calls. Classic and hilarious. You reference the law coming after you, and it's prophetic. And he tells me his name is pronounced Dr. Ack, or maybe it's Atch. The CH is in capitals. I think that means something. But anyway, here is the clip that Dr. Atch sent to me. And the horrible quality that you hear in this clip, this is not his fault, this is my fault. I remember on the Home Alone night, I was kind of relieved that none of the calls worked out, because if they had, it would really have sucked, because I had the settings wrong on my computer, and the entire show just sounded like garbage. So here's the clip from the Home Alone show that Dr. Atch really wants us to hear, because apparently I predicted the FBI coming after me.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Peter McAllister from down the street.
Okay, you've called here before, and the police have been notified, and they're tracing these calls. So I'd suggest that you quit doing this, because you're now committing a federal offense by multiple calls to the same number.
Why are they Why are they tracing the calls? What did I do? Okay, apparently that is the place that I called earlier this week, and I told them that I was a sex offender. Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I get all these deleted. Yeah. Okay, all deleted. There are so many fail shows that I've done, and this is one of them. This is just a complete, big, gigantic show of fucking fail. Nothing's happened that's hilarious in this show. I am sorry, everyone.
Hello?
Hi, James.
Who's this?
It's Peter from down the street.
Okay. You just made this call.
Fuck.
Wait a second.
God damn it.
FBI has been alerted. So has its local police.
Oh, now the FBI.
This is a callable call.
Of course.
You are in serious trouble, buddy.
Oh, fuck. I am so scared. I am just like, I feel so stupid, and I'm scared, and I feel like just, you know, my freedom is just over with, because I know that they're on their way at this point, and there's nothing I can do about it. God damn it. Shit, fuck, god damn it. Sorry. I know it doesn't do any good to say I'm sorry, because they're already on their way. The FBI and the police, they're all on their way, but yeah, sorry. Sorry, James. Sorry, Jim. Bye. Bye, Jim. Tell the FBI I said hello. Give them hugs and kisses. Give them hugs. Mostly hugs. I noticed the FBI doesn't like kisses for some reason. I don't know why. Ah, I guess the show's over now. I'm going to go outside for a while and look down the street and wait for the FBI to show up. The show's over, you guys. I'm about to be arrested. If anyone wants to send me mail while I'm in prison, I will make sure that, Dark Stranger or Sloth or somebody, I'll give them the address and they can repost it in the rooms so you can know where to write me while I'm in prison. It's been nice knowing you guys. Bye, everyone.
So that was the clip from the Home Alone show from a couple of years ago. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but I couldn't get anyone to answer. And the people that I did get to answer, they just weren't falling for it, you know? You know how it is. Thanks for sending that in, Dr. Atch. And that's the end of today's show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Pagan, for sponsoring the show today. Be sure to add Phone Losers on Facebook at facebook.com/phonelosers. On Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers. There's two different YouTube accounts, Phone Losers of America and Phone Losers Shows. And of course, there's the website, phonelosers.com. Go there and sign up to be a supporter of the show. It's only $5 a month, and that gets you extra shows every week, usually with the Hobosodes. Most weeks, anyway. Every once in a while, something comes up and I don't get one done. And when I get back on YouTube, there's going to be YouTube live show videos again, just like the good old days. One of these years, I'll get the YouTube broadcasting stuff hooked up again.
Emailed you, but you still ain't responding. I left my email, my voicemail, and my clone cell phone at the bottom. I sent 2 emails yesterday. Your server must be delivering late. There must be a problem with POP3 acting lame. Sometimes I typo when I use Netscape. But anyway, fuck it. What's been up, man? How's your son? My girlfriend's pregnant, too. I'm about to have a little one. If I have a son, guess what I'm gonna call him? I'm gonna name him Dino. I read about the same LSD hack, yo. I'm sorry. I had a friend drop out of the scene over some bitch who owned him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I think you're really swell. You know, I think you should do more shit for UPL. I got a directory full of your T-files and your pranks as well. I like the shit you did for SysFail, that shit was fat. Anyway, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back on Internet Relay Chat. Truly yours, your admirer, this is Linear. Dear Redbox, you still ain't called or replied as far as I can tell. I ain't mad, I just think it's fucked up you don't answer your email. If you didn't want to talk to me when we met at DEF CON, you didn't have to. But you could have given some PLA stickers to Matthew, that's my little brother, man. He's only 8 years of age, but he's read every single word on your webpage. And at DEF CON, you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man. You're like his fucking idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He beige boxes more than I do. I ain't mad, though. I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we talked on AIM, you said if I emailed you, you would reply back. See, I'm just like you in a way. Mildred Monday don't like me neither. I used to always call her up on the phone and repeat her. I can't wait to hear what you say in your calls. See, when I'm listening to your pranks, I can't stop laughing at all. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even call your home and hang up after it rings. Just so I can see how annoyed you end up being. It's like adrenaline. Redboxing is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is funny, and I respect you because you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous because I ICQ you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Redbox. I've confused her. She don't know what it's like being a phone loser. You gotta email me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Linear. P.S. We should teleconference together, too. Mr. I'm too good to read my email. This'll be the last letter that I ever send for my show. It's been 6 days now and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two emails. I wrote them in Pine and it works perfect. So this is my suicide note. I hope you read it. I'm sitting in the 909 Verizon switch and I've just wired the whole goddamn place with explosives. This is your fucking fault, Arby, that I'm doing all this shit. You know that song by Jay-Z featuring Beyonce about the guy who was cruising down the west side and said he'd do anything necessary for her, but then he didn't let the necessary occur? That's kinda how this is. Wait a minute, no it's not. What the hell am I talking about? Anyway, it's too late for me now. The bomb's on a timer and counting down, and all I wanted was a lousy email or a fucking call. I hope you know I ripped all my PLA stickers off my lunchbox. I love you, Arby. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope this letter gets you into so much shit. I hope the cops arrest you and your website has to quit. I hope they decide to blame you for all of this. And I hope you spend the rest of your life in a prison. See, Arby, I tied my girlfriend right next to this bomb. Me and her are gonna be blown to pieces when this thing goes off. 100 pounds of homemade explosives are gonna tear this building up. And we've only got a few seconds left, so I better finish writing stuff. Oh shit, I forgot. How am I supposed to keep this letter from blowing up? Email you sooner, but I've just been busy. But that was no reason for you to shut off my phone and cost me a reconnection fee. Look, I'm really flattered you'd name your son after my story. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on a PLA trading card of me. I'm sorry I missed you at DEF CON. I guess I just didn't see you. But come on, Linear. Did you really need to order me 85 pizzas? And what's with sending all these contractors to my place? They all want to give me estimates on roofing, asphalt, and landscapes. You got some issues, Linear. I think you need to talk to a doctor. Why else would you write in the newspaper that I'm selling a helicopter? Some of these things you're doing kind of makes me think you're a stalker. Like when you had me paged at the theater when I was trying to see Meet the Fockers. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. Or maybe you just need to pay attention to her and stop sending me all of these letters. I hope you get to read this letter and you stop harassing me all the time. Before I have to retaliate and disconnect your phone lines. Just try to relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Linear, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to go and do some crazy shit. I saw this report on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk in California and blew up a telephone switch. And he had his girlfriend with him and she was pregnant with his kid. In fact, it was Southern California, right about where you live. Come to think about it, the guy's name was Jared. Oh wait, that was you. Shit.
No, why don't you come clean with me who you really are?
No, it would be fun.
And then
it
we'll
would be
tell you if we want to come to the theater with you.